Lesson 49. Confusing Words. We've already looked at a few pairs of confusing words, like end and finish, big and large, or fast and quick. Here are some additional verbs that are frequently confused by English learners, with their different collocations explained. Close and shut are the same for doors, windows, mouths, and eyes. Close the door, or shut the door, so that the mosquitoes don't get in. It's cold in here. Could you please close the window? Or shut the window? She shut her eyes, or closed her eyes, as she began to meditate. Dan's mouth was closed, or shut. Note, the word shut can be used with the word that implies the action was noisy. She slammed the door shut. The wind made the gate bang shut. The phrase, shut your mouth, is a rude way to tell somebody to stop talking. Close, not shut, is used for shops, banks, etc., as well as for airports and roads that are not open or available at a particular time. What time does the bank close? The roads are closed due to construction. The shop is closing in 30 minutes. We use expressions with close to refer to the end of an event or process. Let's bring this meeting to a close. It appears that the economic crisis is drawing to a close, or coming to a close. Messi scored a goal in the closing moments of the game. Gain, win, and earn. The word win means to be number one in a competition, or to receive an award. My soccer team won the game 3-1. I want to win the lottery. John won a prize in the science competition. You can win a game, win a race, win a competition, or win the lottery. You can also win a medal, like in the Olympics, a prize, or an award. In conflicts, you can win an argument, win a battle, or win the war. The word earn means to get something in exchange for your work or effort. Sarah is a famous lawyer. She earns a lot of money. I'm not rich, but I earn a decent salary. My bank account earns 2% interest per month. The salesman earns a 10% commission on every sale he makes. The word gain means to receive or obtain, or to increase. It may or may not be the result of work or effort. I've gained weight since I stopped exercising. Jack's car gained speed as he drove down the mountain. This training has helped me gain insight into modern educational methods. In my last job, I gained a lot of experience. He has gained a reputation for complete honesty in his business dealings. Save and keep. Save is used for conserving something. You can save energy, save time, or save space. It can also be used for rescuing, as in the expression, save someone's life. The expression, save money, has two meanings. To conserve money by paying less. For example, coupons help me save money at the supermarket. It also means to keep money for a long time. For example, I'm saving money for my vacation in December. In this second case, we often say saving up money. The word keep means to maintain something in your possession. For example, if someone gives you a jacket and you try to return it, but the other person tells you to keep it. There are various other expressions using keep in the sense of maintaining or continuing. Keep trying means continue trying. Keep an eye on or keep track of means continue to observe or monitor a situation. Keep in mind means continue being aware of something. Keep in touch means to maintain contact with the person. To keep something clean or safe, or keep someone happy or quiet, means to maintain the object or person in that state. To keep a promise is to do the action that you promised to do. And to keep a secret means to maintain a secret hidden, not tell it to anybody. Spend and pay. You spend money and time. I spent $100 on tickets to the baseball game. We spent 3 hours waiting in line to buy the tickets. You can also spend a period of time, like the morning, afternoon, night, weekend, week, etc. I spent the weekend making repairs to the house. The students spent the afternoon volunteering at the animal shelter. You pay the request, bill, or demand for the money. Pay rent. Pay a fine. Pay your bills. And pay your taxes. It's also possible to use pay with quantities of money, but we use a different preposition. I spent $100 on the tickets. I paid $100 for the tickets. Now take the quiz and see how well you understand the differences between these confusing verbs.